Welcome to Red Meat, a collection of the tastiest tidbits from Odyssey's conservative news talk radio stations across the country, a place where we're not afraid to dig in. We're kicking it off today with an exclusive interview with President Donald Trump's border czar, Tom Holman. Holman talked to Mark Cox on KFTK Radio. How does he feel about where the U.S. stands now with immigration? Find out.
To talk more about what's going on at the southern border, what we've been able to accomplish, maybe what is in this big, beautiful bill, if we can get it passed the Senate, that would, of course, continue to secure our southern and northern borders, for that matter, and make us all more safe if we're not having fentanyl and all that stuff coming over the borders. In fact, let me get to Tom Holman right now. Mr. Holman, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Great to have you on this morning. You know, we've got a lot of serious issues in this country, but I got to tell you, you guys have absolutely straightened out this problem at the southern border in what's got to be record time.
Well, yeah, we had the border down decrease over 90%, and I believe just over 7 weeks. Now, President Trump was able to accomplish in 7 weeks what Joe Biden couldn't or wouldn't do for 4 years. So it was even faster at my record. I mean, I told the president in the beginning maybe 120 days, but we beat that. It was fast.
Yeah, it's true. What's at stake here? You know, there's lots of political opinions on whether the big, beautiful bill cuts enough or doesn't cut enough. And I know there are debates going on in the Senate right now over that very issue. But what's at stake here when it comes to border security?
Well, look, you know, we made great strides in border security. We got to make those strides permanent. We still got a lot more work to do. I mean, the southern border, we're down about 95% right now. But we still need, we got a lot of DOD, thousands of DOD soldiers down there to fill in the blanks in the zones we can't cover. So, look, we need to hire more border patrol agents. That's in the bill. We have more technology and more border wall. Look, every place that built a border barrier, illegal migration has decreased and illegal drug flow decreased. That's what we're all about. And the technology alone that goes in that wall, it's a smart wall. So when Joe Biden came in office, not only did he stop building the wall, he didn't finish the technology within that wall that was going to notify someone that approaches that wall, climbs the wall, goes under the wall. It also provided communications between border patrol agents because there's certain areas in the border where agents can't talk to one another because there's no repeater tower and it's just so isolated there. So, and it's also going to add technology to the port of entries to speed up, you know, legal trade and still try to catch the contraband coming across. Not even speak about the northern border where we have a lack of resources, a great lack of technology. The northern border is down about 87%. We need to get that down to match the southern border, but we got less resources out there. We got to put more boots on the ground. We need a lot more technology on the northern border. So when it comes to the border, we still have a lot of work to do. We've made great strides, but if we want to make these successes permanent, we need funding to do it.
Well, I know the Trump administration has been offering these illegals money to essentially self-deport, which I think is smart. I believe there was the first flight out. There were some 64 or so people who agreed to self-deport. How many more have gone, or have there been more illegals who have agreed to self-deport?
Yeah, I looked at the numbers yesterday. We got just under 8,000 already signed up for removal. We of course, need more than that, so we got to keep sending the message out, especially in the Spanish language. Stations. Well, we got about 8,000 now, but you know our deportations have ramped up. We have a lot more teams to them, so we can keep sending the message. If we have to find and deport you, you're gonna have a bar from coming back to this country under an illegal program. So leave on your own, give yourself an opportunity, come under a legal program, and give yourself some opportunities. Because if we have to find you and form and deport you, there aren't gonna be no out.
Tom Holman, our guest, President Trump's border czar. What have you had any more interaction with? Some of these members of Congress who seem to think they can show up and disrupt, you know, ICE detention facilities with no repercussions whatsoever. I know at least one of them is facing charges right now, correct?
Right. You know, and I think we sent a strong message. Like, you know, you can protest all you want. You can, you know, work against ICE. You can not, you know, support ICE. You can hate on President Trump immigration policy, but you can't cross the line. You can't cross the line of impeachment. You can't cross the line of knowingly harboring, concealing an alien, which is a felony. You can't, certainly can't criminal trespass. And for God's sakes, you can't put hands on an ICE officer. So you can protest all you want. But if you cross that line, we will seek prosecution through Pam Bondi's office.
A number of the leftist federal judges have tried to make it very difficult for you to do the job that you were brought in to do, which is deport illegal aliens. How big of a challenge has that been? Is it just extra, you know, kind of a headache for you guys? Or does this truly pose a challenge for you guys trying to get these people out of our country?
It's a huge challenge, and it's posing a national security threat. I mean, we are focusing on public safety threats and national security threats. It seems like every other day you got some district court judge, and I use the word district court judge, issuing nationwide injunctions, which we don't think he has the authority to do. And we're asking Supreme Court to address that as soon as possible, because there are a lot of bad people. Look, right now today, there's just a little over 600,000 illegal aliens in this country who are public safety, who have criminal convictions, walking the streets of this country. We need to find them and quickly remove them. But it seems like every other day we got some district court judge wants to change what we've been doing for decades. So, yeah, I hope the Supreme Court hears us quickly, because they are. They're putting speed bumps everywhere. We're not giving up. We're going to keep going out there. We're going to arrest them and put them in detention, and they're going to get them off the street. But we need to be removed from this country. And most of the district court judges who are issuing nationwide injunctions have to do with the actual removal of these people from the United States. You know, no one cared about the legal process when 10.5 million came to the border illegally. No one cared about the legal process then, but now we're trying to deport them after federal judges ordered them removed, a federal immigration judge. All of a sudden now, everybody's paying attention to the legal process, the new process, when they simply ignored it in the beginning of the crisis under Joe Biden. It's just ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. Tom Holman, our guest, of course, borders are trying to protect our children and our borders from the illegals and the drugs that have been coming over. Sir, I have to ask, they say when you're taking fire, you're over the target. You're being attacked in headlines this morning for the fact that as a private individual, you did some consulting work, and now they're trying to claim there's some conflict of interest with one of these companies.
You know, what they're not saying is it's our response to that newspaper. Shame on them, the Washington Post, because we gave a response to them. Of course, they include it. I did have my own company. I had a lot of clients. But by law, when you come back into the White House or in the administration, you got to recuse yourself from any discussions with these companies, any discussions on contracts, anything to do with these companies. But I want to step further. I went to the White House and I said, "No, I want to recuse myself from these companies, used to be clients." But I'm going to go a step further. I'm recusing myself from any discussion of any contract whatsoever. So in my position as Borders are, I do not have discussions about contracts. I don't get involved in the negotiation of contracts. I don't have anything to do with award of contracts. I'm completely removed myself from the entire process. But they didn't report that. Well, they didn't report that I was successful in my own company, and I took an 80% pay cut to come back and serve my country. How many of these reporters would do that? So you know, I come back to serve my nation, took a huge pay cut for me and my family to do the right thing for this country. And I'll say it again. In this position I am, I have nothing, zero to do with any contracts whatsoever. Not just the companies I work for or worked with, but all contracts to do with the federal government. Of course, they failed to report that because we're a dishonest media.
Well, I don't think you can hate the media enough. I just have to make that observation. Tom Holman, thanks for all you're doing for our country right now, sir. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Take care of yourself. Our borders are Tom Holman there, and never one to back down from a fight. If you Google Tom Holman's name right now, the top 10 articles you bring up are from MSNBC, The Washington Post, Axios, all these hard left organizations with these headlines suggesting that he's somehow profiting from, because as a private individual, he did consulting, and now some of the same companies he consulted for are getting government contracts to deal with illegal aliens who are being deported or detained. Well, if you're in the immigration consulting business, how would that not be the case? And he's completely recused himself from any of those negotiations. It's just more noise. You can't hate the mainstream media in this country enough that they make suggestions and try to impugn his character just because they don't like his border policies.
Yeah, it won't be interesting once Trump's no longer president if they have this much hatred toward another conservative candidate. It's hard to compete with the hate they have for Donald Trump, truly. I mean, it's unlike anything I've ever seen before.
It is.
And I used to be among them who, you know, but I remember covering Trump events and, you know, everyone would turn to us and scream at us and say fake news.
Yeah.
And that used to really bother me. And it's funny because now being on the other side of it where I'm like, they are fake news.
You know, they do
tell only one side.
Look at the headline this morning. Google Elon Musk. The headlines are... Elon Musk turns away from Donald Trump's administration after being critical of the big, beautiful bill. Well, actually, what Elon Musk said was, my job here is done. It was always a limited amount of time. We've had a great impact. Mr. President, thank you for letting us serve your country. A completely different story if you read his quote versus what the headlines are about what's happened today. So, hopefully people have learned that lesson, if they didn't learn nothing else from listening.
As a follow-up to Holman, Tara Servatius has some thoughts on ICE and immigration and what's going to happen in other southern states. Here's Tara.
Well, Lee, I've been predicting South Carolina will turn into a virtual sanctuary state. It's already happening. Why? Because we have so much construction going on here, so many entry-level jobs here. And since there's been an actual crackdown in Florida on illegal immigration, they're going to flee here. And when it gets to the point where you can no longer drive legally in Florida, which you can if you're an illegal immigrant, and you can't get in a car and drive illegally, because instead of just letting you drive off like they had to in the past... Now that Trump's president, you get in a car, you go on a midnight ice cream run, you could end up in Guatemala permanently. Why? Because the Democrats had sued for years, arguing that local police, state highway patrol, troopers, all these folks don't have jurisdiction to pull and deport people, so they have to let them go. And they were letting them go. And this drives people crazy. How are illegals allowed to drive and they get caught for speeding? They're let go. Well, because Democrats, right? Pretty much like every other evil on earth because of Democrats. So what Trump has done is put out a call for Republican governors. I've talked about this for a while lately. He's put out a call for Republican governors to deputize everybody as a federal agent. Trump just deputizes them all, sends them out. Well, it's becoming very hard to operate in Florida. Almost impossible. And I've been telling you, we're going to see an uptick in violent illegals, drunk driving illegals, every kind of illegal here, because we will now begin to function virtually as a sanctuary state. We're in the region, we have employment, and we have a governor who doesn't give a damn. So no matter how many of us call him, over 500, email him and beg him to please take Trump up on his request, as Ron DeSantis did a wonderful job. By the way, in Florida, there are almost no law enforcement officers left who aren't double deputized. This is not a hard thing to do. DeSantis started in February and got it done within a couple of weeks ago. Okay. Which explains, Lee, the latest story here from South Carolina. What do you do when you want to bring your 12-year-old girlfriend somewhere law enforcement will leave you alone so you can have sex with her? You come to South Carolina. Did you hear about this guy?
Yeah, we reported this earlier.
Yeah. This is a person who deserves to be pulled out of his car and just beaten on the side of the road, I swear. Anyway, man, authorities say, was warned by Immigration Customs Enforcement, arrested in Union County on a child sex charge. He claimed he did not know she was 12 when he removed her from Florida, where it's hard to operate, and brought her up here, because of course he did. Of course, he then later admitted he kind of did know she was 12. Then he said they hadn't had sex, but then he admitted they kind of had. And that Jose Miguel Lagos brought the girl to Florida from Union after the two met on an app so they could live together, something he apparently did not think they could do in Florida. You're going to see more of this. He says he thought the girl was 16, but then admitted he kind of knew she was 12. I don't know what it's like where he comes from. But I do know this, Lee. He was wanted by ICE and now he's going back there. But here's the thing. He was charged as a fugitive for justice, so we had to use the law enforcement effort to hunt him down. The warrant said he was wanted in Plant City, Florida for interference with custody, among other things. So the good news is they caught him. He was with the girl. And again, now he's going wherever home is for him after he presumably serves his sentence. But they had to do a manhunt for the guy. Yeah. Why? Make it hard to operate here. Make them move on to a blue state. Concentrate them so that Tom Homan can more easily pick them up. This is critical, and we are losing time. Every day, our governor trifles around and plays silly games. Comes on the heels of that poor woman about a week and a half ago, just point-blank executed by an illegal immigrant gang. I think it was an initiation. They had a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 21-year-old. They said they went out looking for somebody to kill. She was the first one they saw. Bam, shot her, robbed her. But they didn't even give her a chance to not comply. They just saw her sitting there, shot her dead. Illegal immigrants walking around. So Henry McMaster can make it hard for people like that to operate. And, you know, when you do that, what Florida's doing, you're going to start. I know it's going to take more time to take each one of them that you pick up, you know, say driving to the ICE center. But I'm telling you, it's going to cut crime dramatically because those people who have something to fear are going to move on. Mm-hmm. And over time, I think you're going to just see burglaries go down. You're going to see drug crimes go down. You're going to see fentanyl deaths go down. You're going to see all of it go down. It's just too hard to operate here. So text the governor. Email the governor. Call the governor. He knows. He knows we're doing this. Because, governor, you're not going to have any other kind of legacy. I mean, you haven't done anything. Except try to shove a health and human services dictator on us that we didn't want. A COVID masker. We don't want him. Shot fan. Don't want him. You've spent most of your political capital on that and done nothing else. This is a great way to have a legacy and a legacy of safety and very real legacy, Lee, so lives are saved in this state. We don't have to have things like that poor USC student whose parents had to bury him because he was killed by an illegal immigrant drunk driver. I mean, it's just week after week after. And I said, this, you're going to hear more and more and more of these in South Carolina because they're all going to move here because we're a de facto sanctuary state. But Henry McMaster could change that. He could begin the work of changing that. And I'd love to see him do that. I'd love to see Alan Wilson do it, too.
Well, the Trump administration's done its job on the southern border. So now it's time for the states to follow through as well.
Absolutely. And by the way, they're not happy. News reports, Stephen Miller, deputy chief of staff, yelled at immigration officials in a meeting last week because he says they need to be deporting 3,000 a day. Instead, they are deporting an average of 600 a day. That's just not going to cut it when Trump posts on Truth Social a couple days ago that Biden let in 21 million. We're not getting there. No. We need these governors to step up. The other really frustrating thing is that in the big, beautiful bill, there's money, there's funding, $37 billion for the border wall, so we could finish it. That'll help a lot. They'll need less agents on the border. But also funding Lee for 100,000 beds and 10,000 agents.
Well, one of the reasons I want the wall to be completed is so that Democrats, if they win, they get in power again, will have to spend money to take it down. So
I know.
You know, it's one thing to open the gates. It's another to take it down. So
I think this time, what's frustrating? You're right. Americans are going to have to pay twice for sections of that wall because Joe Biden made sure to sell it off for pennies on the dollar.
We had the parts sitting there that we paid for. They let them rust in the desert. And then they, as you said, auctioning them off pennies on the dollar. And so now we're having to bring more material in to finish. But yeah, I mean, this is.
And then when Texas, remember, wanted to buy the panels so that they could put them up, they wouldn't let them have them.
And the feds were trying to stop them from doing it. Yeah.
Right. And then when they put up other blockages in their way, the feds would go out there with caterpillars and lift it up so the illegals could get through. But the Democrats pretend it was an accident.
Yeah.
Like it was just, they just, these illegals just got here. We don't know how.
Accidentally hired contractors to take down a border wall.
Yeah, sure. But the good news is I think the Trump people know they need to go fast this time and sink those ballers as deep in the ground as they can, make them hard to get rid of. The good news is that the Biden people, with that big, heavy baller wall, they never got around to, ripping that down. So we can get them sunk in the ground.
So why do so many people want to be Americans? Let's check in with Bob Rose at WSKY Radio on what it's like to live under socialism.
Percent of young Americans hold a favorable view of socialism. How many? 62%.
Oh, that.
Oh, and he said it is bizarre and wonders why and how they're so ignorant. And he says socialism has been tried by a lot of countries. It's failed. It's always failed. Now, China prospered somewhat only after it legalized some private enterprise. Perhaps today's kids are ignorant because they're too young to remember the fall of the Soviet Union. They should look at North Korea, the ultimate socialist utopia. He recently interviewed Charles Ryu, escaped from North Korea, made it to China. It felt like getting into a time machine and fast-forwarding 50 years, he said, 24-hour running electricity, all the food I can eat. It was life-changing. Who got mad when he learned what Japan had done to North Korea. He grabbed a calligraphy pen and painted over Japan. As soon as he did, Japan started getting hurricanes and storms. We believed he was some sort of god. This guy tried to escape North Korea, this Charles Ryu. He said, I was beaten, fed only 150 kernels of corn. One morning I was marching. I saw dry vomit on the road and was so hungry I got on my hands and knees and began picking the rice out of it.
Oh.
I didn't stop until the beating from the guards was too unbearable. 9 months later, he was freed from prison labor because I lost so much weight that I was a worthless worker. Eventually, he escaped again, sneaking past guards into the Yalu River. I carried a bucket, pretending that I was getting water. As soon as nobody was looking, I quietly waded in. In the middle of the river, I slipped on a rock and let out a gasp. A flood of light was on my back. The guard was screaming for me to turn back. He said he would shoot me if I didn't turn back, but at that point, I knew I was dead either way, so I just kept pushing ahead. This time he made it to China and avoided capture. He found a broker who secured him passage to Thailand, while UN officials granted him political asylum. Then they sent him to safety in America. Today, Ryu uses his experiences to try to educate Americans about North Korea and the dangers of socialism. On his YouTube channel, he holds a sign that reads, Ask a North Korean. To Americans who praise socialism, Ryu says, just go to North Korea for 10 days and you'll know how bad it is. You don't really know you have it good. Ryu is only able to talk freely about his experiences in North Korea because he has no immediate family left there. Most North Koreans who escape the country cannot. If you talk bad about the regime, that's the highest crime that you can commit. Your entire three generations of your family will be sent to political prison camp where they will never get out. Ryu is thrilled to be in America. He said he was able to go to school, find a job and that he enjoys, and marry. I feel like my life is complete now because all the choices I can have. I can travel anywhere I want, eat whatever I want, do whatever I want in America, a capitalist country. In North Korea, that's just not possible. I'm glad I live in America. I can freely criticize our government, at least so far. John Stossel, again, he paints the picture. It is anecdotal but highly accurate. It's not often you get to speak to somebody who's escaped North Korea. But for all the young people, they need to understand that. That kind of brutal regime, that is real, and that is what you end up with when you ask for socialism.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Red Meat. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button for your favorite tasty assortment of conservative audio. And follow your local Odyssey talk station to get shows from these hosts delivered daily wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, stay hungry.